Normally the scourge of the very young and very old, complications from influenza are starting to attack those in between. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the main concern is over the H1N1 strain.
That particular strain has claimed two lives in Santa Rosa County, a 47-year-old man in Gulf Breeze and a 32-year-old woman in Pace. They normally would be exceptions to the rule, but this year, H1N1, also known as swine flu, is showing up more in the young and healthy.
In this particular instance, we're also seeing it in people with chronic diseases, but it seems to be disproportionately affecting, say, late teens, early 20s to mid-40s.
Dr. Susan Turner is an associate director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. She says they received a heads-up from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention late last month.
That the predominant strain of influenza this season in the United States is that 2009 H1N1 strain, and they have been getting reports from all over the United States that it is disproportionately affecting young and middle-aged adults, which is different than a regular flu strain that we're used to seeing.
Nationwide, flu season runs from October to March. In Florida, the peak averages sometime in February. But Turner says in reality, they never know from one year to the next what the levels will be or when.
Generally, at least in our part of Florida, our flu season, so to speak, is from February until May. In last year, we had sort of an early peak from October to January, and then it went down, and then we had our February to March flu season. We've had a lot of flu out there. We had a little peak at the end of December, and now it's declining a little bit.
Since influenza is not a reportable disease, the number of actual cases could be much greater than those who come in for treatment. Turner monitors flu activity in Escambia County through local hospitals and eight private doctors known as sentinel physicians. And if H1N1 is hitting younger people, that includes women of childbearing age.
Well, CDC does always recommend that pregnant women get influenza vaccinations during their pregnancy. This year, it's especially critical because we have heard reports from around the state of pregnant women requiring very severe intensive care unit treatment.
It takes about 2 weeks for the antibodies to build up in the immune system, so health officials advise those who can get a flu shot do it sooner than later. Another reason pregnant women should be vaccinated is that the shot would provide an added benefit, two for one, so to speak.
When their baby is born, their antibodies to this influenza will pass on to their baby, and babies can't get shots until 6 months old, so they'll actually be protected by their mother's antibodies if they'll just get their shot during their pregnancy.
Besides pregnant women and those with chronic ailments, the age group for those who should get a flu shot remains the same. Basically everyone over 6 months. And Dr. Susan Turner says it's not too late, but be sure to check for vaccine availability. Shots aside, she says the best preventative is washing those hands.
Every time someone goes out, they need to wash their hands before they eat, before they do anything with their eyes, such as contacts or anything like that, or their nose. They need to wash their hands. And then the second most important thing, of course, is if someone gets sick, please stay home.
Those who should not get the vaccine without first checking with their doctor include people allergic to chicken eggs, having a severe reaction to a flu shot, and those with a history of the paralytic illness Guillain-Barré syndrome. More information is available at escambiahealth.com and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.